This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Live on location, market days at the University of North Florida, and perhaps one of the fastest members of the Osprey Nation is with us right now. She's senior, I'm going to try, Smilla Kalba.
Yeah.
I said it?
That's pretty good.
Originally from Germany and now a UNF senior here who just made history by qualifying for the 2025 NCAA Indoor Track and Field National Championships. You competed. How did that experience go for you, first of all?
It was a great experience. It was really exciting. Racing with the fastest woman in the country, it was great.
Did you realize and embrace the moment and the history you were making for UNF?
Honestly, I think that came after the race, and when everyone was texting me and so excited, that made me really proud to represent us there. And they put like the names of all the schools that are in the NCAA on the floor, and seeing our school there because I made it was just really exciting.
And how did you do?
I did pretty well. I'm really happy with it. Made the finals, which was the biggest goal, and was a little bumpy final race. It was pretty tough, but I'm overall really happy.
That's great. And setting a personal record along the way, that's a good thing.
Why did you choose to come here for school?
Yeah, so I transferred here. I really like the coach and the team, and our stadium is just so amazing. I love it here, and the weather, the area. It's just a really great fit overall.
So you went from Germany to Mississippi?
Yeah.
And then to here?
Yep.
What are some of your favorite things about Jacksonville?
Yeah, as I said, like the weather, the beach area, the track, the team and the people. I just overall have such a great experience here. I really love it.
And besides running, what are you studying here?
Yeah, I'm doing a Bachelor of Science in Psychology and a minor in Criminal Justice.
So what do you see then as your future goals beyond this? And does it not only include track and field? Will it include some sort of work with law enforcement perhaps?
Yes, I kind of like to have a balance between the sports and studying. So my study is completely separate to my sports, and I really like that. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with it yet, but the field definitely interests me. But first of all, I focus mostly on running right now.
Yeah, and you had asked her off the air, do you love running or are you just really naturally good at it?
I love running.
We know you're good at it. So.
No, I love it. I have such a big passion, and I didn't used to be that good in it, and I still did it, and I still love it. And yeah, now everything kind of came together, which is really exciting. Really happy with it. Yeah.
I think it's great how the student athletes here at UNF have continued to raise the bar, whether it's with tennis or any of the other sports programs. Are you all kind of, even though you're competitive naturally, I would imagine,
yeah,
are you all kind of on the same team, if you will, that UNF Osprey team swoop?
Yes, of course. I mean, we all support each other a lot when we can, when we have time, of course, and give each other shout outs, learn from each other. It's been great. I love it. Yeah.
I was thinking we should probably race.
No, stop. You are the only one who wants to run.
I mean, week. I know I'm going to lose, but I was thinking how fun that would look to be schooled by a UNF senior who could probably whip my hiney.
Do you like running or do you run because it makes you fit?
I enjoy running because it clears my mind and it keeps me feeling somewhat healthy, but I don't do it competitively and never did do it competitively.
So do you have any tips for him to help him improve his running game, since we heard off the air how he was roasted by a middle schooler while he was running the other day?
Don't fall on
No,
my face.
Just keep having fun with it, honestly, and enjoy it.
There you go.
Yeah. It's such a mental thing, right? Running is, you have to be really clear in your head.
Yeah, and I mean, especially if you do those races, you kind of practice the whole year for 2 minutes, and then you really have to bring it on the point. Like, that is a lot of pressure. So mentally you have to be pretty tough for that too. I mean, track and field in general is pretty mental sport. I have a lot of fun doing it.
But that was important because one of the things that Rich had asked you was, were you excited about the, you know, record setting, the personal record setting and the record setting, you know, at the NCAA tournament, were you, didn't really think about that, you had said beforehand,
mm-hmm,
like you were excited after the fact, but you didn't psych yourself out beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it. I was in pretty good shape, and I just, like, saw it as another race, an opportunity to just show what I can do and what I've been working on with my coach every single day. And so of course, I was really happy, but I was really surprised about the time. I knew I can do it. I knew coming there and going to the starting line, everyone has the same chance. We're all trying to do the same. And you have to go in there confident and believe that you can do it.
You're beautiful. You're obviously intelligent. You're obviously well-spoken. I don't know why sponsors haven't, I guess they can't do it now, but yeah. You should be on their radar for sure for potential sponsorships down the road.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. A little bit of cash money coming your way.
So do you have a running face? Like, you're very smiley and happy. You're lucky right now. Are you a mean-looking runner? Or are you an intimidating?
Probably. My resting face is probably a little more,
intimidating. I could see that for sure.
It's the intimidating look.
It's the ones who smile all the time. You go, oh, I've got to steer clear of them on the track.
Future for you, a young lady from Germany by way of Mississippi to Jacksonville. Is Northeast Florida kind of a destination for you? Do you see yourself living here longer term?
I can see myself here for a couple more years, especially with running and track. It's a great spot and location, and I have a great coach, so I've been trying to figure out how I can stay longer,
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you for stopping by. We were able to catch her before she was probably headed off to track. You got practice this morning.
If you want to join.
No, I don't want to tear anything.
Go join. Go join. Let's see.
No, we got to stay on the air until 10 o'clock. We're here. We're committed to market days here at the University of North Florida. Senior Smilla Kalba, thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Jacksonville's Morning News continues live on location at the University of North Florida on a beautiful campus and a beautiful Wednesday morning.